Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Valita Carroll is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She joins us once again. Hi, Valita.
Hello, Jeremy, old friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to have you back. I remember the last time we talked, you were telling me about going out to parties past 6 o'clock in the morning in Ibiza. So let's see what you've got for us today. This is called Morena. This is by Addy. Say, I love that bass line that's going on underneath there.
It is such a beautiful cover of the famous Anina Sky song, Morena, and just the way she reimagines it, her voice is just so smooth. It's like butter, and it's such a feel-good song. I can't get enough of it.
And tell us more about Addy.
Addy is a local Los Angeles-based songstress, and she's relatively new. She hasn't been around. I mean, if you even look up the song, it's only got maybe like 50 plays on YouTube, which is how I love my music. DJs love discovering. Mm-hmm. And one morning I found the song in my inbox, and we try to listen to everything that we receive, the DJs. So I just clicked on the email, and it's just a 4-track EP, and she said, you don't know who I am, but take a listen to Morena. I'm a local artist, and maybe you will like it. I think you will like it. And sure enough, I loved it.
Okay, well, let's get to the next one you brought us. This is This World is Drunk by Rafael Sadiq.
Look at this idiot. Don't know he's been set up to fall. Can't find a truth in any friend. And all he ever does is want drugs.
This world is drunk.
And the people are mad.
This world is drunk.
And the people are mad.
This world is drunk.
Ooh,
this world is drunk.
Yeah.
This world is
So Rafael Sadiq put this album out in August after an 8-year break. Tell us more about him.
I've been a fan of Rafael Sadiq since his early Tony Tone days. I mean, he's just... come on. Not,
yeah,
you too, I'm
bringing
sure, right?
Back, right.
Of course. And just to see where he went with this album, it's an homage to his older brother, Jimmy Lee. The album... is called Jimmy Lee, and his brother had a very difficult life and ended up, succumbing to addiction after a very difficult life. And this was him paying homage to just the way his brother was. So the entire record, every song covers some aspect of Jimmy Lee's life. And this song is just... It's not really it is kind of a departure from the party Rafael Sadiq that we know. There's maybe one or two songs that you can dance to on this record, but I really suggest that you listen to it from start to finish to get the whole experience.
Okay, the next one we've got from you is called I'm Free. This is by Soup Dragons. This is the Hi-Fi Sean Sunset Dub version.
Cause I'm free to do what I want any old time.
So this was a well-known Rolling Stones song that the Soup Dragons covered back in the 90s?
Yes, so bringing it back to my river days again, right?
Yeah. Love
always
the 90s.
Going back to the Ibiza. Yeah, I mean, I grew up with this song. This is how I... really one of my first introductions to the underground rave parties at the time. This was such a huge hit on the circuit. Hi-Fi, Sean, he is really great at remixing. And this label, Midnight Riot, did a whole compilation of Balearic remixes, just sort of like bringing those songs to a younger generation. And, you know, I love me a remix, an edit, anything that gets into that nostalgia realm for me as an artist.
Well, and when we say it's a dub, what does that mean exactly?
It means that there aren't as many lyrics as in the original.
Uh-huh.
So the song is a lot more sparse. So you can really hear, like, the bass is very prominent and there's a lot more room for DJs to, like, mix in and out and... there's a lot more peak and valleys and just, you know, time to be in your head and just dance on the dance. I mean, it's a 7-minute song, so you can just imagine that there's a lot of music and not too much talking.
Okay. Well, the next one that you brought us is Midnight Choir. This is by Do Paulo.
In the garden overgrown and disregarded.
So is there a nostalgia connection to this one as well, or no?
Oh, this is one of the... I just got chills, by the way.
Wow.
Just her voice and how she's able to connect with her listener. The song Midnight Choir is about that time at night when everything is quiet and you're alone with your thoughts and everything kind of comes in at once. And because I don't sleep... sleep very well, and I love to listen to music late at night. So this song really spoke to me, and just the harmonies in these songs are gut-wrenching. So this song is just like beautiful.
Well, we have time for one more, Valida, and this one is called You. This is by Nicole Buss. What a soulful voice.
Oh, gosh. Do you recognize the sample here?
Well, so it's Wu-Tang, right? Wu-Tang sample.
Exactly. Yeah, but you know who Wu-Tang sampled?
Mm-hmm. Who?
The Charmels.
Okay, so layers and layers of sampling going on.
Layers of layers. And I just love that she actually pays homage to the original song, because in her lyrics, Nicole Buss says, "As long as I have you, babe." And then that's the actual title of the song, the Charmels song, "As Long as I Have You."
Wow.
So there's just, and the bass in this song, like, come on. Yeah, this one never leaves my repertoire. Every time I DJ out, you know, when the vibe is right, I just slip it in there and everyone just comes over like, who is this? Like, that sample. Oh my God. It's so good.
That is Valida Carroll, who is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Valida, great to have you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can find it on our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.